Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning into the UWealth Revolution, Awakening 2012. And I was talking about freedom and our higher knowing and our true powerful abilities and the world to really create and contribute in an amazing way. And how when we take action, we change the planet. And the animal kingdom needs our help. And many of our animals need our help. And at the same time, we all need help. We need to connect to that essence, connect to our truth, and get over the things that may be keeping us from what is our best life now. And we have Lori Spagna on, and she is a delightful and incredible intuitive who embraces many different communities, including the human spiritual community and the animal spiritual kingdom. And we're going to be talking about how you can receive wisdom, knowledge, and healing for yourself and for the animals you love and work with, and even your human family as well. You're going to learn to connect with your own animal companions and experience the healing energies they have to share with you. And we are even going to have some time to do some readings. If you have a pet, I have my pet right down. She was by my feet. Now she's sleeping on the floor next to my desk, and she just opened her eyes, and we're going to do a reading as well. So if you want to grab your pet and take a moment while I introduce Lori, that would be awesome. And our mission here is that you just experience something miraculous and that your pet does too. So with that, I am so excited to dig right in. Lori is most famous for her recognition of the animal connection to humans in terms of how animals are many times mirroring our humans' behavior, their physical and emotional tendencies, and she believes that all animals are simply mere reflections of the humans in our world. She is known for her holistic approach, and she also has transformed her life radically after a series of near-death experiences while living in Maui. She is the founder of E-Phil's God Dog Training and E-Phil's God Spirit, which focuses on spiritual and holistic approaches to communication and healing for the mind, body, spirit in every living being. She is a professional intuitive. She is an animal communicator. She is an Akashic Records practitioner. She is an energy healer and canine behavioral specialist for the spiritual conscious. She has over 20 years of experience, not just serving animals, but serving people like you and me in our spiritual journey. She is certified, oh my gosh, in Reiki, Theta Healing, EFT, animal communication, as we said earlier, canine behavioral thinking, the Akashic Records, and other energy techniques. She basically has done nearly everything that I can think of, and she provides seminars and workshops all over the world on how we can improve our lives by learning from animals. She is a visionary and a light worker, and she's here to support the planet Earth and Mother Earth by anchoring us in love and light during this shift in consciousness. Lori also, by the way, leads powerful manifestation and healing circles where she teaches about the universal laws that govern us and how we can activate dormant DNA in humans and animals to empower us to have our best life and connection to Universal Source. So this call is going to go deep, it's going to be experiential, and it's going to bring in our pets as well. And if you don't have pets or if you're not with your pet, don't worry there either. There's going to be something for everybody here, including a connection to your own oneness as well. So get ready. So Lori, welcome to the UWealth Revolution. It's just an honor to have you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me here. And it is an honor to be here. I'm so grateful to be here and really excited about this shift of consciousness and just all of our awakening, the awakening that's happening on the planet. And it's just really taking off, isn't it? So exciting.
Well, it really is, and it's really comprised of people like you and people like all of our listeners who at some point decide that they want to be in a different world, in a different matrix, that they don't accept the you know, status quo or the way that we've been taught to think or the way that we're being, you know, herded into one way of living. And you have just this immense background that is all about expansion. How did you come into contact with this information and many of these truths?
You know, here's the thing, Darius, and we all know we all have this in us, but what happened for me really was pretty simple. My whole life I was in corporate America, and I had these three questions in my mind that I would ask over and over again. The first one was, how do I be of service and make a contribution to animals on a global scale? I didn't really know what I was asking. I just thought I was going to be a really great dog trainer. My other question that I would ask was, how do I make God my boss? And the other question I kept asking was, what's the truth? I want the truth. I want the truth. Mm. I want to know the truth. And those three questions, I did not know what I was asking, but that was really how this radical transformation that unfolded in my life came about. And I now just know that it was, those programs were kind of programmed, those questions were programmed into me to ask so that I would ultimately
yes.
become, you know, where I am now and who I am now, which is just where we're all at. We're all here waking up, you know. All of us have this in us.
Well, you had an experience that you mentioned in the that I read in the bio, a near-death experience, it sounds. What were the circumstances of that? What was it like in that moment? And what did you come out with at the other side?
Yeah. Well, okay. So a number of things. What happened was, for me, first of all, it's I do numerology too, and it's in my numbers that I would be learning this, but really it wasn't just one near-death experience, and it wasn't like a medical near-death experience. There were multiple experiences. So when I went to Maui, it was triggered really, going to Maui was triggered by the fact that my brother had an accidental drug overdose, unexpected, even though I knew it was coming. I remember saying to my then husband, that's the last time I'm going to see my brother alive. And anyway, so after that, I had a wake-up call. It was like, oh my God, life is precious, and what am I doing sitting enslaved behind a desk in corporate America? This is just not my bliss, and I'm either going to die or wake up, and what's it going to be? And at that time, I was 65 pounds heavier than I am today. I was smoking two or more packs of cigarettes a day. I was drinking eight or more beers a day. I was on pharmaceuticals, so many you can – that's how the doctors were treating this incredible empathy, you know, empathic abilities and psychic abilities that I had. I was drinking all this coffee. All that stuff is gone now. But I went to Maui really to find the answer to those questions. And in the transformation, I was really practicing with groups of people on how to let the physical body die and still stay alive.
Mm.
And at the same time, I was just in a constant state. In those 2 years in Maui, I really didn't interact with very many humans at all, only really mostly animals, other than the people, you know, who I was training or working with. But I was just in almost a constant state of meditation to completely eliminate all thoughts and all movement so that I was just allowing the existence of consciousness to be there, pure consciousness. And that was really the experience that allowed that. But it was multiple times that experience happened for me. So I hope that helps you. And I mean, I could explain that a lot more. It's very transcendent, you know, it's not, but it's challenging to explain that because it's not really a whole lot of words to explain that kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds just like a very intense awakening and realization. How did the animal communication come from that? And then how, and I guess the other question would be, how is animal communication related to psychic intuitive readings?
Yeah, this is a beautiful question. Well, here's the thing that most of us, I mean, people on this call, your audience, we know this. That the animals are, you know, they're just as significant as us. They're not greater or lesser than. And they're sentient living beings in bodies, and they have emotions, and they have thoughts, and they have feelings, and they're speaking a language of energy. They just don't generally speak English or French or Italian or whatever, unless those words are taught to them. But the animal communication really works into it that the animals are actually here assisting us. And we didn't know that because we were the ones who thought we were so stuck in our ego selves, our human density, 3D reality, that we didn't realize that the animals knew things that we didn't know. We couldn't see that possibility. We didn't realize that they had wisdom and guidance and insight and healing abilities. And we're working with this incredible energy because we weren't aware of that. We just didn't know. But indeed, they are. They are actually our teachers. They are our healers. They are here to help us ascend. And also, as we're waking up and our consciousness is becoming, we're becoming more and more conscious, so are they. So they're making new choices, and they're going, hey, I don't think I really want to be slaughtered on a farm anymore. You know, I don't really think I want to be, you know, this, you know, abused anymore. I think now that I have more choice about it, I'd like the people to wake up too so that I can be treated better. So they're having those kinds of experiences just like we are. So that hopefully helps answer that. But also what's different about it from psychic communication is just almost, it's very similar. It's just that when we're dealing with psychic communication, we're basically asking creator. We're checking in with the field. I call it creator. You can call it God, Jesus, Buddha. You know this. The field. We're checking in with that infinite awareness that we have access to, and we're receiving information that way. But when we're doing animal communication, and an animal can be a human, we're literally talking about telepathy. We're talking about brain to brain, being to being, receiving and sending information back and forth that way. And there's so much scientific documentation now out there. If someone takes the time to do the research, they can, I mean, it's just undisputable at this time. We all know that on this call, right? But, you know, we're waking up that we can find the documentation now, because even science is being able to document this factual information.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, is there particular scientific evidence that you have that shows that we do communicate with animals?
Oh, my God. There was just, yeah, there's so much. For example, there is a website that is called Speak Dolphin, and this is a scientific website. I mean, these are scientists.
Right.
And on this website, they have all kinds of information about the tests they're doing with dolphins to test telepathy, and to literally, they show in their newsletter, they show the evidence of how the echolocation is a form of telepathy. And I'm not a teacher of that necessarily, so please forgive me if I don't say it exactly the way they explain it. But you could go to that website, and you could see all the documented information. That's just one example. There's countless pieces of documented information about scientific tests that have been done. But what we're really learning is lots of the animals, for example, dolphins, for example, whales, their brains are different from ours. We are left brain humans, and the humans are predominantly left brain analyzing, thinking brains, whereas the majority of other animals on the planet are predominantly right brained, which we know is the feeling sensing. Now, we always judged through our judgment that the left brain was smarter and had more, you know, was more intelligent, but we didn't realize how intelligent the right brain is, because we weren't in that hemisphere. We weren't accessing it. But it is just as powerful, and part of this shift is about us uniting, you know, the balance between the left brain and the right brain.
Yes.
Incidentally, when you're asking about scientific information, one of the people I worked with was the Orangutan Foundation, which is headed up by Birte Galdikas. Now, she worked under the tutelage of Louis Leakey in partnership with Jane Goodall and Diane Fossey. And when I volunteered with her organization, both in Los Angeles, and then I also went to Borneo and actually was interacting directly with orangutans, she was already doing this. She's still teaching about this there. So we know even that the great apes, actually, what we're learning, and again, I'm not a scientist, but I'm translating what I've learned, is that the great apes actually have more of a balance between the left brain and the right brain than we do. Isn't that fascinating?
That
changes our perspective. So when we start to see them as really intelligent beings, and that they have gifts that we are still learning about, for example, how to access that right brain hemisphere, and how to use parts of their bodies and being that aren't shut down yet, for example, pineal pituitary gland, which, what is the pineal pituitary? That's what spiritualists call the third eye. Who cares what you call it? It's there. It's real. That's a sensory gland. Sensing information. So they're already using that. They're not shut down from that. Also, the thymus gland, another sensory gland that's in our heart center, right? That senses, that's the empath. That's the part of us that is a sentient feeling being. Well, they're already using that. They don't have to figure out how to put their dinner on the table, you know, or pay their bills.
Yes.
So they're freed up in ways that we are not. And so this is the part of us that gets to say, wow, what can you teach me if I can tap into your wisdom? What can you share with me? And what can I share with you? And these animals are healing us energetically. They take on our physical emotions of pain and suffering. And there's tons of documented information about how people live longer when they have pets in their family. Tons of documented research on that, right? People who have pets live happier, healthier, stronger lives. You know, so I know I'm elaborating a lot here because I'm just so excited about this information. And I love...
Well, it's groundbreaking, and it's astounding, and what I'm hearing is that there's something about the way that animals think and they perceive and their intuitive abilities that as we communicate, we begin to open up a side of ourselves that maybe we've closed off, and that to me is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
How Lori is the telepathic animal communication, like a two-way dialogue with them, how is that different than our regular communication that maybe we have with ourselves or with people in the world?
Well, the way, what we do, we typically, well, obviously our first thing is we use words. We use our five senses predominantly, you know, our ability to speak, our ability to see. So we might see something, we might read into someone's body language. We hear things, we hear the way people speak, so we might, you know, oh, notice a cowering in their voice if they're not as confident or an exuberance in their voice if they're excited. So we're predominantly using that. But and animals use that. I mean, their sense of smell, their sense of hearing, they have those five senses. It's just that they're using, you know, they're using, for example, a theta brainwave. We have five brainwaves. I know your audience knows this, right? Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, theta. They all do something different. Well, the theta brainwave is the brainwave that connects us to universal intelligence. And so if we access that theta brainwave, that's when the animals already know how to do that. So we can just tune into them and connect in that telepathy through that theta brainwave. So most humans, when we have dialogues and conversations, we're mostly relying on our five senses rather than these other sensory glands. But it's literally, Darius, it's literally like this. Imagine going to a gym today and working your bicep, and after a week or 2 weeks or a month, you're like, wow, my bicep is stronger and bigger. Well, you can do the same thing with your pineal, pituitary, thymus, your theta brainwave. You start using them and strengthening them, and suddenly they build up just like, just the way muscles might or would.
Wow.
Make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
You all have these abilities. And this is the thing that I know, too, if I could add more to this, is that the people who are using these abilities are happier, they're stronger, they're healthier, they feel more empowered, they feel more strength about their abundance, ability to attract abundance and be the abundance that we really are, because they're aligning with all of this highest vibrational energy. When we talk about high vibrational energy, obviously, we know we're talking about happiness, joy, health, wealth, abundance, prosperity, opulence, peace, harmony, all those things, right? So when you're tapping into these parts of your body and being, you align with that energy, and you become that energy. Law of attraction becomes a thing of the past, because you're not attracting anything. You are it. You're being it, the realness of it, the fullness of it. And then other things, they don't even really get that close to you, really, because they're just of a lower vibrational energy, just like, you know the story. You're on FM 98.7, and that stuff is on AM 620 with Rush Limbaugh. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
exactly.
And the thing is, and then just one last thing, and then I'll the thing is, if you don't use it, you do lose it. This is why people like, you know, certain politicians might not have hearts. Why?
Right.
Because they're not using it.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, but when we use it, we strengthen it, we build it. Yeah.
Yes, and so, I mean, that's a really key point, is that we have these abilities we can strengthen, we can use. And so the animals and working with our animals and working with this animal energy can help us do that? Is it faster than we could otherwise, or is it just different, or is it developing a different part?
Well, here's the thing. If you think about the way we think, what happens is information comes into the brain, and for the human, the information comes in the right brain. You'll feel it, you'll sense it, but you can't identify it. So it's got to travel back over to the left side of the brain for analyzation and to figure it out, to give it a label, a word, understanding. But with an animal, they don't have to do that. It comes into the right brain. They know it. It just is.
Right.
It's just real. It's just there. So it is faster in that sense, because that's why animals are so tuned into energy. They are reading energy, and they can identify that energy really instantaneously, faster than we can. And us humans, what we tend to do is we put these labels on things, and we search for meaning and reason with our left brain understanding. And to the degree that we're able to make sense of it, we assign it our projections, our beliefs, our whatever we project onto it, our judgments, our ideas, our perceptions. And to the degree that we can be clear of those projections and judgments and limiting beliefs and step back and see the allness of it, the fullness of it, without judgment, without perspective, individual perspective, and see the wholeness of it, the allness of it, then we can get it all. And this is what animals already do. That's why so many people who have animal companions say they're just unconditional love. They're pure forgiveness. They're
right.
Pure joy in bodies, because they don't really have the attachment of the judgment. They're just standing back and observing it and being the love that they are.
Yeah.
Make sense?
What are our animals trying to teach us?
Well, For sure, they're teaching us about the love who we are. They are mirroring that back at us. They're teaching us things like responsibility. I mean, when you look at animals in different organizations or groups around the world, for example, let's say you've got animals who are in rescue organizations, rescue societies or pounds or shelters, and we humans project the sadness and the grief of that onto them, right?
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, that really is so sad and stuff. Well, unfortunately, what we don't always realize is our projection of that sadness, they receive that energy, they feel that energy, and then suddenly there's a sadness and a grief there. But if we were to project the incredible, wonderful things that await them when they find their ideal forever homes, this might change the experience, right? Now we're tapping into our power by projecting
right.
all these magnificent things that can come out for them. So this is actually these animals in these rescue organizations, as an example, are actually helping us to learn that. Because, you know, just Einstein said, we can't solve a problem with the same way we created it, you know, with the same way of solution. We can't solve it the same way we created it. So if we created it by feeling sad for these animals, again, just using this as an example.
Yes,
not going to solve this problem. The petitions we've been signing for a gazillion years, that didn't solve the problem. You know what I mean? They're still being bred, you know. So what are they trying to teach us? They're trying to teach us a new solution. New solution.
Mm.
That's just one example. But we can apply this to anything around the world, anything that's going on. We're not going to change the situation with our government by hating them, or by fighting
right.
them or protesting them, but we are going to change the situation by working with the laws of energy and recognizing that there are good people embedded in there, and that those good people, we support the good people who can make change.
Exactly.
And we be, you know, right, so you don't need me to say this part, but it's the same thing. So our animals are literally teaching us that from another perspective. And why is that? Because there are a lot of people in the world, we're so smart with our left brain, we're so strong, strong intelligence, that sometimes the only place we can learn it from is the innocence of our own animals.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
We take down our boundaries with them. We're not in our ego self with them, because they represent this love, this healing, this forgiveness, this kindness. In our families, our animals represent that for us. The ones that know our thoughts, they know our secrets, they see our sadness, they see our grief, they take on our stress, and they're healing us. And because that, we can take down our boundaries with them, our walls of separation. And so sometimes we're able to learn from them better than we can learn from anyone else, any other human who might judge us or anything.
This is incredible. Now, the other side of what you do, or a part of this, is you also do readings as well of animals and help people to really kind of understand kind of what's going on with their animals, correct?
Yeah. Well, of course, because when I'm doing a reading with an animal, a lot of people think it's going to only be about the animal. And, you know, it is about the animal. Is my animal happy? Does he like, you know, the food I'm giving him? What's going on with his physical body? Is he comfortable in his body? What's, you know, what is he here to teach me? But it's also so much about the human. Because again, if this animal is mirror reflecting something in us, here's the greatest lesson, if people really can extract this. Let's say you've got something going on with your animal companion that's really maybe bothering you, or, you know, he's acting out, or he's biting, or maybe he's he's high anxiety or nervous. Well, then ask within yourself, what is it within me? What is it within me that this animal might be demonstrating that I need to resolve or heal or learn or change or grow, you know, expand on, or, you know, make peace with, come into harmony with? What is it within me that this animal is reflecting at me or absorbing from me? You know, so I think that's the real gift that each animal in a family dynamic can really offer us if we make it, you know, take this on a personal level. But yeah, so when I do readings, that's kind of what we're finding out. And then with all the energy work that I do, the Theta healing, the Reiki, you know, I do a Kundalini energy kind of practice, which is just lots of different kinds of energy work, healing, obviously EFT, which is quite well known now. All these different Akashic records, what I'm doing with that is working with energy not only to heal the animal, but to heal the human. And it's not really even healing, because we're already healed. It's just that we've got trapped energy in these bodies, what may be left over from some other experience or from our ancestry or from other incarnations, if you know, buy into that, other dimensions of existence, or from our own lifetime, of course, that just needs to be moved and flown through the body and released, so that then that lower vibrational trapped energy gets removed and we step more into the truth of who we are, which is all these magnificent things we are, right?
Oh,
so that's
incredible.
How I use all that stuff, yeah. And it's so profound.
And one of the things, it really is, and one of the things that you do as well, you actually help people to communicate with the animals, right? And in that communication, not only raise their own vibration, but the vibration of the animal as well. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works? And then I definitely want to get into some readings, because I think that's going to be very, very cool.
Yeah, well, okay, so right now I have an animal communication course that I'm teaching, and even this one was a teleseminar last night, and the people at the end of the classes, the first time we did exercise, it's a level one class, they were all like, every one of them was like, is it this easy? Is it really like this easy? And the answer is yes, it is. It's just really about starting to build that muscle. Those, I call them the muscles, but you know, these things we're talking about. And the part that's more of a challenge, just, you know, to help understand, is the translation part, because obviously, you know, you can start going around doing it, but let's say, and I've used this as an example before to help people understand, let's say I'm communicating with an animal or I'm teaching other people, and all of a sudden we all get a bat, okay? This happened in one of my animal communication classes. A woman, we were connecting with an animal, and she got a bat. She sees this bat. A bat, like a baseball bat.
Oh, a bat, like a cave bat or vampire bat,
yeah.
Okay.
No, a baseball bat.
Oh, baseball bat.
Like a baseball bat. Yeah. And she's like, I'm afraid to say it. You know, what does this mean? Like, is the dog getting beaten up or what?
Oh, my gosh.
This is the thing. This is what makes animal communication really a challenge. What does a baseball bat mean? Does it mean that the human loves to play baseball? Does it mean that the human's beating the dog up with the bat? Does it mean that the human feels like he's been beaten up because of what he's going through?
Mm.
Or that they've been having hard times? Or does it mean go out and have fun and play? What does it mean? So that's the real challenge, is in understanding that really when I'm an animal communicator, or even acting, you know, when I'm doing psychic readings, intuitive readings for humans, then my job becomes, how do I be a most effective translator of the information I'm receiving? And how can I translate that in the most accurate way possible, and for the human and the animal in the most effective and accurate way that's going to be of greatest service to them? So that's really my job as a translator. And then working with the energy is, how do we use this energy in a way that's going to work best for them, that's right for them? This is why I like the Akashic Records, by the way, because the Akashic Records are simply accessing the records of any unique of time and space, mm-hmm. through every reality, through all of their incarnations, through all aspects of their being and of their existence. It's through the future.
I don't know if we just lost Lori. There's a lot of things. Lori, can you hear me? Or did I lose everybody? No, it looks like I'm still on. So let me see if Lori comes back. Everybody, if you have a question for Lori,
can you hear me, Darius?
Oh, yeah. I think we just got you back. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just switched phones. I don't know if that was my phone or what. I have no idea, but... You can hear
okay.
me now?
Well, you're back. Oh, yeah, you're okay. back. The last I heard was the Akashic Records, and then that was
it. All right. So that you didn't miss so much. But I was just saying that that's what's so great about the Akashic Records, because we can access information from, you know, throughout all of time, really, throughout all of existence, from, you know, because there is no time. You know, time's just really an illusion that we've created here. You know, past, present, and future is really an illusion of we created clocks, and we created... calendars, and we created, you know, but really, in truth, there's only ever just now, right? Eckhart Tolle teaches about that. So in any case, that's the Akashic Records. You can find all that out for a human, for the animal. You can find out how they're connected and what they came here to do and what they came here to resolve and clear and learn about and experience and all that stuff. Make sense?
Incredible. Incredible. And I want to get into the readings, and I want to get into actually where we're going to be able to experience some of that, and many of you are. Another question that I want to cover really quick beforehand that many of us are dealing with too is the loss of a pet, the grief and the sadness. Wow. How many of you on this call have lost a pet maybe recently, maybe years ago? Do we sometimes still hold on to that grief, and does that still affect our life and our ability to love? When we lose a pet and we don't deal with it?
Yeah, well, if we don't deal with it, it will. It does. We do need to deal with it. And it's a real emotion. I mean, our emotions and our what often happens with when we lose our animal companions to death or even, you know, human loved ones, we don't always, especially with animal companions, many people don't really fully understand that love is love, and it doesn't matter if it's shared between animal and animal, human and animal, or human and human. Love is love, and it cannot be measured by the species, by the age, by the breed. It can't be. It's love. So when we lose an animal companion to death, to the dropping of their physical form, that love does not die. That love, that connection that we have is truly profound. And the grief that we deal with as a result of the experience of loss is also profound and can feel bottomless. The one thing I can say from having gone through it myself with my greatest teacher, whose name is Kenya used to always ask me when I was learning, can you do this? Kenya, can you do this? Can you try that? And that was her name. I didn't know that was really, she was going to be my teacher. But in any case, I went through that loss of her. She took on all of my stuff through my transformation in Maui. She was a healer for me and a teacher. Well, that grief was so enormous, and I thought that it was bottomless. But when we work through that grief and be willing to experience it and know that it's not bottomless, that in the experiencing of it, it's a releasing of it and an honoring of ourselves to release it and an honoring of the animals and the part that they played in our lives, then we can actually move on to a better, deeper, more profound relationship with them, even though they don't have a physical body anymore. Because we know, we know through science, energy just keeps transmuting itself, right? Einstein taught us that, as so many scientists teach us that. And so the energy of the consciousness of the animal, be it human or non-human, that energy continues. The consciousness, the aliveness of that being continues and just transmutes itself, even though it doesn't have a physical body anymore. So anyway, when we connect with animals in the afterlife, we're tapping into that. They're conscious. They're aware.
You know, and I can imagine, you know, I know so many people that are hurting because they lost an animal and they haven't dealt with or really begin to understand and accept deeply the transition of that animal into the next realm of of awareness that it's moved into. I'm wondering if maybe what we could do now is take some calls and maybe do some readings, because I think that people have just been writing me over and over again saying, okay, let's do it. I want to
do this.
I want to do that. Please, please. It's so exciting. And we have a lot of questions of people writing in. So let's do this. I'm going to basically lower everybody's hands, okay? So if you've raised your hand, you're going all the way back down as if you didn't. And if you have a question or about your animal, or you'd like a reading, and it could be your reading of you and your animal, or maybe just your animal. I mean, Lori, I mean, there's also the human element that a lot of people are going to get their own readings too, correct?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's always when I do a reading, especially these kind of quick ones where we can't really go too deep because we're limited with time, all I really need is the name of the animal, the geographical location, and the name of the human.
Okay.
If the animal has crossed, let me know that. I mean, I would probably be able to know anyway, but it's really faster for the speed of time.
If it's crossed, you mean, it's passed on.
Yeah,
okay, I will do that.
It doesn't have a body anymore. And then it will. I mean, I'm going to basically ask, what's most important? What do you want this human to know? Or what's most important is really my question here to them, or what do I need to reveal to them? Unless the human's asking a very specific question. And so it may be about the human. It may be more about the human, or it may be more about the animal. We're going to either ask whatever the question is, we'll answer that, or whatever is most important is what will come. Make sense?
We've got a bunch of raising their hand. Can I start maybe with Gigi? I know we talked about this.
For sure. I want to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so Gigi has...
Okay. You know what? You already read something, so I'll just listen.
Yeah, I already
I don't
have something.
Say anything.
You can definitely ask more. You know, ask whatever.
Okay.
But this is the big thing, Darius. And a lot of people will probably know this, but you and I really have just met. I mean, just now. So I don't really know this, but I do know it. You'll validate it. But you have been working hard your whole life. Like, you have been very diligent, hard worker. And Gigi is the aspect of you that needs to play and be silly and have fun and is sometimes a little goofy, sometimes does those, like, kooky things that you look at and you're just like, how can you be so silly? Like, how can you be almost not stupid is the wrong word, but, you know, how can you be so stupid?
Yeah.
And it's more like, that's Gigi. She's innocent, she's frivolous, she's fun, she's playful, and she's teaching you about that part within you. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I tell a lot of people, you know, when you talk about really having intention and bringing it into your life and taking action. I mean, my life has always been about intention and action, and many times sacrificing what would be more fun to do what I feel would be the biggest impact for people and myself. And yeah, now really quick, I mean, it makes
and
me
by the way,
really.
By the way, if I could say one other thing about that, can I? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
The thing about Gigi, I'm with you on that, Darius. I have my whole life sacrificed my fun for my commitment to this work. I mean, that's been my whole life. And lots of times people would go on vacations, and I was like, you know, at home sitting on the computer or getting trained in some class or something or whatever. But this is what we're waking up to, and this is definitely a message coming through. I'm hearing, I'm understanding from Gigi, which is it's just as important to play. It's just as important. You're not doing as great of a service to your work, to your life, to your world, if you're not out having fun playing. I really can benefit from that message, so it's all good.
Yeah. I got one other question on her, because when she has a terrible fear and anxiety when there's like a thunderstorm or anything with thunderstorms or loud noises, I mean, she gets into a panic. I mean, just shivering, and we've got her like this little thunder shirt thing that's supposed to calm her down. It didn't work, and I mean, she is just mortified at rain, lightning, thunder. Was there something that maybe happened in another home, because we got her from a shelter, because we really care about, you know, animals that need good homes, and are you feeling anything or shooting anything
breed,
on that?
The breed, is she a because what I'm seeing is, you know, those long, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name of this breed, Cocker Spaniel. Is she a Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah, she's totally Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Okay. Did you tell me that?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I don't know. I think I may have just said Gigi. I can't remember,
yeah,
but it's cool.
Yeah, okay, because I can see Cocker Spaniel. So in any case, finding out if it's connected to, it's definitely this lifetime. It may also be another one of her existences connected to that, but it's definitely this lifetime. So she has stress and anxiety in her environment, and that was sort of a physiological response, a learned response to this stress and anxiety that continually kicks off, which can be retrained. You know, I know you know about brain entrainment. So you can retrain that physiological response. EFT would work really great with her. But the other thing that would work really great for these thunderstorms, two things, and I hope it's okay if I – can I say the name of a brand? Okay, well, even if I can't say the name of a brand.
Sure.
Oh, it's okay. My favorite is Bach Flower Essences, Bach Pet Rescue Remedy. I tell almost everybody to use this stuff. It's so great. And it's an all-natural flower essence. There's also something called Flower Essence Services, which is very similar, FES, Rescue Relief Formula. And you always want to use that. You can put it in their water. You can put it on your hands and rub them on their skin, you know, on their fur, so they get it that way. You can put it inside crates. You can put it in their food. You know, just a little few drops. And it is really great, all natural, holistic, calming and soothing for anxiety dogs, especially in high anxiety situations.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, anyone can use that. And then one other thing, when you know fireworks are going to happen, this is kind of an animal communication practice, or any kind of stressful environment, you can prepare the dog or cat or any animal by literally talking to them. So they don't understand your words, but they will understand the energy behind your words. So if you say to them, hey, name of dog or cat or rabbit or guinea pig or gerbil or whatever, hey, we're going to have some fireworks. And I know that those fireworks are going to be scary and make loud noises. But I want you to know it's just a kind of fun that we have when we're here. And it might scare you a little, but if you could remember, it's just really a way we have fun and celebrate here on planet Earth. And try not to let it scare you. Instead, just let's have fun, and let's make it fun. So now when you're saying this, at the same time, you can have an image of a firework in your head kind of going off, and at the same time, you can have an energy of excitement and fun. And you can just see this image of this firework and feel this energy of fun and excitement, and just kind of with your mind and with your body, just sort of project it towards the animal. And so as you're doing this, you're literally practicing animal communication, and you're using your words to say it, and the animal will read the energy of your words, receive the projection of the image, which you're using your pineal pituitary to do that, by the way, and will also really hear the energy behind the words that you're using as you say it. Make sense?
It makes total sense. It's kind of funny. She just woke up and she's smiling right now looking at me. So
she's
saying, you need to listen to Lori. She knows what she's talking about. You're always on these calls, but she knows what she's talking about.
And, you know, it's so funny because when we do energy healing, we do global energy healings. I do a lot of those, and I just did really fantastic one last month where we open the communication with the animals. When we do these global energy healings, and the animals, they come up on their humans' laps. They want the energy because it feels so good, so wonderful.
Wow. Okay, what we're going to do, we've got a lot of people with their hands raised. I'm going to unmute the line, and then we're just going to try to go through and do as many as possible and just know that if we don't get to you, I mean, there's just so many people. So we've got Catherine Birch from Everett, Washington. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can.
Yeah. Oh,
hi,
my
Catherine.
God. Woohoo! It is a good day.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to buy that lottery ticket. Woo! Okay, hi.
Hi.
Okay.
What's your animal's name?
Oh, Yogi.
Yogi?
And, yes.
Do you have a specific question or you just want me to tune in?
Just tune in. And I'm so thankful you just said that about the lightning and you exactly said, you know, it's loud noises, it's the fireworks, it's the lightning. And we've had that here in Washington State for the last few days, which we usually don't get. And so I thank you for that. And I had to hold him the whole night, the whole day. It's just been, I keep trying to tell him, you know, but I didn't use the pictures like you were saying. So need to use the pictures.
All right, let me tell you the big thing about Yogi, Catherine. Right? Not
Kathleen. Kathy.
Okay, so here's the big thing. Yogi is a very gentle, soft, sweet kind of guy. And he's so dulce. You understand dulce, like so sweet. And there's this kind of like the part of him that gets startled is the part that needs confidence building, reassurance. The challenge for you is it's not about holding him like nursing the fear, nursing the anxiety. Don't nurse the fear. Don't nurse the anxiety. Rather, nurse the confidence within him. Build the strength within him. And what is this? Again, we talk about mirror reflections. This is an aspect of you wanting to know your confidence, the inner confidence within you. Is this making sense for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm having a little problem with the confidence lately.
For
sure. Yeah.
Right? We all have this stuff going on. So our stuff is getting pushed up right now during this shift of consciousness, this awakening. It's getting pushed up to be in our face so we can go, oh, that's a choice I made in the past. I acknowledge it. It's okay. I forgive myself. I release it. I let it go. I choose to be more confident now. So in any case, all this stuff's coming up, but this is the gift of Yogi as a teacher and a healer for you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. In fact, he was a gift from God. In fact, my story is the husband who was cheating, you know, they took him and gave me a dog who would be more faithful.
Isn't that amazing? Mm. Yeah, beautiful. So he's helping you heal through some of that, some of the anxiety that you went through with that. And he's really showing you how to develop your confidence. So again, it's not about like nursing the fear or the anxiety. It's about when you're working with him, especially fireworks or any kind of high anxiety situation, this is an opportunity for you both to step into the greatness of you and just be like, wow, like how can we work through this in a way that really helps us step into the truth of who we are? Because you know who the truth of who you are is, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you are a creator being. You have the power of a creator being. So when you align with the oneness, you, all of us. So this is the gift of Yogi. He's a lovely being, lovely energy, such a sweetheart.
Oh, he is. He's a beautiful, people stop and say, oh, my God, what kind of dog is that? And then they always have to stop and pet him because he is so loving. And they just know that he's here for love. And he, if somebody doesn't want to pet him, he's like, he looks at them and go, why doesn't he want to pet me? That's so cool. So thank you.
Wow.
Oh, just one more question. Now, if there's a bad person, he will poop somewhere. Like if I go to somebody's house, he will poop there.
Yeah.
If there's been not a nice person there, and he did that in my girlfriend's house just recently.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you. This is so awesome. This is what we were talking about before when we say the left brain tries to analyze and come up with reasons. It's not because there's a bad person. He's doing a physiological response to release his stress. So it's really an indication that he's very nervous in this new environment. And if it's happening in specific environments, it's more related to the energy of the environment where you're bringing him. So he's physiologically stressed out. Everything like builds up and he's got to release it. His body's overwhelmed with some stress. So that's a time to be using Bach Pet Rescue Remedy or one of the flower essences for calming. Those, by the way, are really inexpensive, but if you feel like you're on a real budget, for some reason you can make some really great chamomile tea and brew it and cool it and use it much in the same way.
And I actually got something at the pet store because they didn't have what you're talking about, which was what I was looking for, but I got him something else just in for future. So thank you so very much. I'll let you all go.
Thank you.
Love
yeah, you're welcome.
It all.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Awesome. All right. I'm going to move fast because I want to get to as many people as possible, and the time goes so quick. We've got Vicki Cruz from Atlanta. She's at a 770 area code. Vicki, are you there? Do you have a question for Lori?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. My cat's name is Sebastian, and I call him Sabby. Mm-hmm. And he has a tendency to want to eat his hair. He will groom himself, and sometimes he'll just pull his hair out and just eat it, swallow it.
And Vicki, can you tell me again, where are you located?
I'm in Georgia.
Okay. I'm just tuning in for just a second. All right, there's a number of things going on here. Okay. All right, so you've got multiple factors. Number one, there's issues of boundaries. Boundaries. Okay, so there's a part of you, Vicki, that's really... Okay, I hear that, and it's the cat. Okay. So the cat's got some... The skin stuff is showing up. It's a boundary issue on an emotional level. So you see, because we have multiple levels of who we are. The animals do, sort of the humans. We're not just physical bodies. We're emotional. We're mental, intellectual. We're energy. We're also spiritual beings. We're, you know, all these aspects, light beings, all these parts of our body and being. So part of this physical thing that's showing up with your cat, ripping his skin out, has to do with more than just what's on the physical plane. The physical existence. It's emotionally and mentally related, and it is connected to you as well. Now, we already know there's tons of information about the mind-body connection, so, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about that, but that's what's going on here. It's not just physical. You've tried a lot of things to fix this, right? Already?
I don't know how, other than tell them to stop eating your hair.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah. It's more. So you've got some physical stuff, some emotional stuff, and some mental, intellectual stuff. It has to do with boundaries. It also is probably very closely related to the food. So what's he eating?
I feed him Yukonuba.
Yeah, okay, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dry food, what happens a lot, this is not so much of a physical issue. It's more related to emotional, mental stuff. But
okay.
Intellectual stuff, you know, mind emotions. But the food really is a factor, too, because all these dried kibble foods, even if you just look at them intuitively, if you look at the dried kibble foods, what does it look like? It looks like some kind of hay, you know.
Yeah.
Bunched in a... And animals, they're primarily, especially the cats and the dogs, bred from what? Wolves and wild, you know, wild dogs and wild cats in
mm-hmm.
the wild. And what do they eat? They eat animals. They're not eating hay. So even though this food might say, these brands of dried kibble might say, well, we're 63% protein, it doesn't matter because the body ingests that and takes it on and suddenly converts it to a carbohydrate. And carbohydrate creates all kinds of allergies and skin issues and often leads to these kinds of behaviors because, in a way, the cats and the dogs know how to heal themselves, so they make the attempt to do that. But the food keeps coming in and it's not helping their body. So.
Mm-hmm.
On the one level, I would recommend you might want to switch to, I always recommend if it's a healthy, generally healthy animal, raw organic is always the best.
Right, okay.
In general, I'm saying, not always. In 99% of the time, raw organic. The other thing that you can do with this is just start to talk to him. I mean, obviously, an animal communication work would really help you. In fact, stuff in the packages will really help you. I'm sure we'll talk about what's in those packages, but really working with his energy. There's something in there about energy work, working,
wow.
Lifting the vibration that will help with this cat. But for sure, what you can also do is soothe the skin with the chamomile tea that we talked about before. That will help. And talk to him and find out what's going on, because he's the real thing on the mind-body part is that there's this sense of boundaries being invaded. And there's a part of you, Vicki, you're really it's so funny. It's even in your name. It's like you're on cruise control, you know. You're like you're very easygoing, but there is a part of you that will just plow through anyone and anything that stands in your way, which makes you a powerful woman. But at the same time, sometimes people are like, I'm saying people, but I can read it through your cat, are probably like, whoa, this is like a little bit of overstepping the boundary of what feels right for me. So just it's something for you to be mindful of. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's part of just loving ourselves, right, and coming into the balance around it. So, again, this is all coming up in and through the connection with your cat. And I know this is just like a five-minute reading, but you go within and you take the information and you say, you know, is this going? How can this information serve me? What works and what doesn't? And I'll discard what doesn't and take what works.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wow. Okay, and we've got Julie Williams from Greenville, South Carolina. She's at an 864 area code, and I want to get to her. Now, one of the things I want to really quick, I mean, the reading, so people can actually, if they want a reading, there's a chance for them to actually get a reading from you. So that is coming up, correct, Lori?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what we have in the package there is they have the option to, there's three package options, you know, on the offer page. So they can get a reading. One of the options is two readings if they want to do that. I'm just, I figure we'll probably talk about that, right? But for sure, they can get readings.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. I'm looking at, I mean, there are so many people, and I just, it's like in my heart of hearts, I don't want anyone to be shut out of this because this is so powerful. I just want to be sure that there is that possibility, so that's good. Okay, we've got Julie Williams. Julie, are you, hold on a minute. Okay, hold on. Line's getting so overloaded here. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Julie. Hello. You're on with Darius and Lori.
Hi. Oh, this is so exciting.
Awesome. What is your animal's name, Julie?
Maurice.
Maurice?
Right.
Okay. And you're in Greenville, North Carolina?
Greenville, yes. No, okay. South Carolina, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Music. This animal wants music. Do you play music in the house?
I love music. I used to play it all the time. But I used to always leave
you're
some
validating.
Music on for him, and I haven't been recently because
Wow, there you go! Isn't that amazing? You just validated it. He wants that plate again. There's a real sweetness to this animal, and such an it's like a dual side, two sides. It's one really has a lot to offer, a lot to give. To you, very loving, and at the same time, there's a part of him that's like a recluse. Make sense? And wants to go and listen to the music, and sit back and
be
in his spot. Is this making sense?
Yeah. He's a little chihuahua, and he was the runt of the litter. He looks like a toy, and his brothers and sisters were all bigger than he was, and so you know. That makes a lot of sense.
Hmm. Okay. Awesome. We can go deeper, and I want to, and then at the same time, I just want to ask Darius, do you want me to go deeper, spend more time, or do you want me to spend a little less time so we can get to more people? What's right?
I mean, I definitely want to reach as many people. Is there anything urgent that she needs to know? I mean, the music thing, incredible. So that definitely, is there anything urgent that really is just coming out as like, oh my gosh, I need to tell this to Julie right now? Or is it just sort of a, so that would be my question.
Okay. It's just a lot of remorse for days gone by. And that's definitely, I think, in Julie's field as well. So that it sounds like these are sort of mirroring back at each other. So a remorse for days gone by, and part of it is that music, you know, that sweetness that was in the home. And so what it really is, it's more like clear that, let the days gone by go, honor them, love them, appreciate them, and let them go. And now turn and face the future and say, what's ahead? Because, you know, we have that at points in our life stages, where we look back and we say, it's over, all that goodness, what happened to it? But how do we face the future and embrace it and say, like, what can I create in my future that's this or something greater, like even better? Or, how can I turn this into something that's just wonderful so that the lament is for the future, too? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I hear that more for both of you. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
Bring the joy back
in.
Music brings joy. You know, bring more joy back
in. Right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, we've got Victoria Loza, and she's in Culver City, California. She's calling from 310 area code. Victoria, are you there?
Yeah, let's turn that back in the
Yeah, Victoria, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Victoria?
I'm not sure. Victoria,
sounds
there?
Like there might have been background noise there.
Yeah, I think we're having some trouble. I'm going to move to Linda Nonstrom, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Linda, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hi,
Hi
Linda. How are
Hi,
you? You're
Darius.
On with
Hi, Lori.
Darius
and Hi, dear.
Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank
I'm
you
great.
For your help. I have three cats, but the one I'm kind of concerned about is named Tabby. Tabitha?
His name,
Tabby.
Sorry, Tabby?
Tabitha, but Tabby is what I call her.
Okay.
Tabby. And in the
and
evening.
And where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where are you located, Linda?
Chicago Heights, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that. I think they said that. Darius said that. Okay, so you did you have a specific question about Tabby?
Kind of. Mostly in the evening, she, I might know the answer to this, but I'm not sure. But she just won't go to sleep. I stay up late, and she just starts following me around, and then she starts getting angry, and she just constantly wants attention at that time. I give her a lot of attention, but she wants to be held, and she just, then she gets angry at me, and she starts hitting me if I don't pick her up. And it's mostly in the evenings, and I'm not really sure if she's what she's trying to tell me, if what I'm thinking is right. I don't know.
Okay. Well, like this night. Might sound, in my mind, what I'm hearing, there's some part of me that wants to not say this, but I know better than
you
to
say
screen
it.
Myself.
Say it.
Yeah, because I know better than to screen myself as an intuitive. So here's the thing. It's really more like there's a piece of you.
Mm-hmm.
We might call it like a little bipolar, but that's not what it is. It's more like this part that just wants love and wants to be loved, and then there's this part that's just beating you up, right?
Me, myself, is
you.
Beating myself. Yes. Yes.
Yes. This cat is mirroring that. And, you know, one of my dear friends, she always says, and I'm really taking this message really very personally for me, too. She always says, every conversation in your brain, you should let the conversations in your mind be at least 4 to 5 positive to negative. In other words, every thought, every feeling in your brain and your body, really you need to be your best friend, cheering you on.
Yeah.
And that you are responsible for the thoughts in your brain, and that this cat is really, again, you know, mirroring that back at you, the part of you that's like really nice and really loving yourself, and then the part of you that's just kind of like beating yourself up for either not being, it looks like not good enough, some not good enough program going on there.
That's true, because I had like a lot of, when I was young, I was like real psychic. I did all sorts of stuff like this, like with the,
for sure.
With the, and then I got beat up for it, basically, and I'm trying, and all your calls, Darius, they're helping so much. It's wonderful.
Oh, good.
But there must still be that part left, I guess. It's still getting better.
Stuff is so deeply ingrained in us. Let me tell you that my whole life I was psychic. And I was told, and I always, from the time I was 7, I went to SeaWorld. I remember going to SeaWorld and saying, that's what I want to do for my life. I want to work with animals. 7 years old. And my father said, well, you can't do that because you're not going to make any money at it. That haunted me my whole life until my brother died, at which point I was hearing him in my head, and everyone was saying, you're not hearing your dead brother in your head. No way. You're crazy. You're crazy, girl.
That's the,
my husband divorced me because of that.
Right.
But, you know, I wasn't crazy.
Right.
You get told those things. You know, you got told that, and you got smushed, and you know, now it's time for you to be, it's true for all of us, to be the love to ourselves that we didn't get when we were growing up. They didn't know. That was the generation. That's what was going on at that time. Now we have a new opportunity. So you be the voice in your head that is constantly saying, you know, it's okay. It's good enough. I love you. You're great. I'm here for you. I'm your cheerleader. I appreciate you. I honor you. Those voices, whatever they are, that you need to hear, because this is really more about what the cat is teaching you here, just showing you.
So if I, when I, that's mainly, I don't, nothing that I have to, like, worry about her. It's mostly me that I would change, and that would help her.
Well, you can certainly do practice communication, the stuff that we've talked about already. And as you say it to her, you know, we know that all of our reality outside of us is created by what's going on within us.
So as we
right, I know J.C. Penney, it's all inside.
Right. So the cat is going to respond to your energy, your thoughts. She's telepathic. By the way, I will say about this cat, I totally can pick up, she's got like sorcery energy, magic energy within her.
Wow.
Which
that's
means
heavy.
That she's quite an evolved cat. And why is that? Because, you know, the ones who are really very highly evolved, so to speak, they're the ones who end up with people who are really tapping into their psychic gifts right now in this lifetime, because we need them to help us learn this stuff, right?
Mm,
so
you
definitely have psychic gifts, and so does your cat. I mean, they're all psychic.
Wow.
Some are more tuned in than others, right?
Wow, wow,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, God, there's so many things I want to ask here, and I want to kind of keep it moving. That was pretty awesome. I had a question that was just burning to come out, and I'm going to hold off because I want to keep going. We've got Kelly from, looks like Rutland, Vermont. She's at 802 area code. Kelly, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, I've got a little Chihuahua mix named Willie.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just get quiet for a second. Okay, this dog is really persistent, like relentless in his what he wants, what he's wanting from you. So, and he's a little bit, it's not like you absolutely love him, but he's almost like at you every moment, right? Do you feel like that sometimes? Is that making sense to you, Kelly?
Especially when it comes to food, he's definitely OCD.
Yeah, that's awesome. This guy's, he's really a cutie, though, you know, but just like relentless. Okay, so let's find out here. So the thing with the food, first of all, are you feeding him from your food or from the table or anything? I hear what I'm getting. You've developed some bad habits with him that he's learned, and he's perpetuating them. Makes sense?
I really don't give him table scraps. He mainly sticks to his doggy diet.
Okay, well, he certainly does want your food. So I don't have a problem with giving human food to animals as long as it's quality human food, not just like, you know, McDonald's junk. But the thing is if he's relentlessly following you around, this is part of what's kind of a little bit irritating to you. Is that making sense, Julie?
No, I carry him around a lot because he's small, mm-hmm. and I do mm-hmm. kind of treat him like a baby.
That kind of makes sense, too. Yeah, there you go. All right. So then do you have a specific question that you want to ask?
Well, yeah. He has a really nasty habit of peeing inside the house. I have a wee-wee pad for him, and when I'm gone during the day, because when I'm at work, you know, he has a tiny little bladder, and I've tried various things. I've tried crating him, and he would make a mess in his crate, but sometimes he'll use the wee-wee pad, but it's not 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me tell you the solution. The reason that happens with dogs is that, especially if we leave them, first of all, leaving them for too long, more than 3 hours or 3.5 hours, it's not healthy for their bladder to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
The toxins in the urine or, you know, any kind of anything the body needs to release, if it's not released, it stays in the body, it's toxins. It poisons the body. So that's just not healthy.
Mm.
But one of the things that you can do if you're not able to have someone come home during the day to help him eliminate appropriately outside is to use the crate. Now, I'm going to try to describe this on the phone, but everybody can incorporate this. You use a crate, and the crate door is open, and around the crate you fasten a doggy gate that has the ability to fold around the crate and enclose the crate with a minimum amount of space outside of the crate, and the space outside of the crate has a wee-wee pad. And this way, he has a safe place in the crate that will keep him safe and in his home, which is his den, and he can safely go outside of his den and eliminate in an appropriate spot, which is in your house, a wee-wee pad, a potty pad. or else what I really like also are those grass areas that give the dog, you know, a little, you know, they're little grass squares that you can make, and then you change out the grass once every few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you can put that, like, in a safe area in your house where you're not, you know, the dog is safe, and the dog won't be able to harm himself or your furniture or your floor or your carpets and that kind of thing. Make sense?
Oh, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow. What was interesting was you were talking about, Lori, that sort of it was a bad habit, and there it was. It just wasn't with food.
Yeah.
It was with something else, probably more irritating for some even. This is very cool. Okay,
I'm really grateful that you picked up on that, Darius, because that's really what happens. A lot of times, you know, I'm just a translator. So something comes in, and it might not make 100% sense at that moment, and then it's revealed, you know, with more time, or, you know, as somebody just right there, you picked up on that, so that was awesome. These are your psychic abilities yourself.
Well, I knew it was going to come. I knew it was there. I knew there was a bad habit somewhere. It just was coming in. You know, you're trying to download it really quick in this quick, you know, little 5-minute thing. Another thing, you know, when people talk about like their pet having anxiety or fear of bad habits, you actually, I thought I saw in the packages as well. I mean, there's a ton of stuff I want to cover here, but also helping the animals to actually release energy as well. Correct? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, that product, I think it's called, it's like eight ways to raise your vibration.
Yes.
And the vibration
yes.
of your animal companions. I think it's eight. Is it
wow.
Eight or 11. But literally what happened is I started recording it. Oh, yeah. I started recording it. I was going to make eight. And when I was doing that class, workshop class, I had so many more that just came to me, so I gave bonus ones. But that's literally one of the things that people can use. And, you know, because this is happening right now with all the energy on the planet and all the shifts, you can be feeling great and then suddenly go into the grocery store and suddenly walk out an hour later after you're shopping and feel, like, horrible. And you're like, what's up with that? Like, whose is that? Like, I was in a great mood 5 minutes, you know, an hour ago. Well, this is the kind of information on there that will help you work with that. And even if if your animal, one day, if you have animals who feel like moody and, you know, cats a lot of times, a lot of animals, cats especially, can be moody, or they take on what we call entities, which is really just consciousness or awareness of energies that are, we would call low vibration, or that are kind of like, you know, not having a physical body of their own. Well, anyway, this will help clear that out. In fact, I'm working with a cat right now. One of my clients has a cat that has all these entities attached. We cleared them all, and the cat literally in the first hour of the very next day, my client's like, this is amazing. The cat's doing so much better already, like sleeping with me again, happy again, going out again, eating again. So it's really powerful stuff. Anyway, so that's that product.
Wow.
Am I still here? Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, you are. That's incredible.
Right,
okay,
good.
So what I want to do, maybe we take one more person. I want to talk about, for those people that didn't get readings and those people that want to raise the energy of their pets, a little bit more about all of that. We've got, it looks like Tim and Karen, they're in Ridgefield, Connecticut. I'm going to unmute the line. It is a 203 area code. Karen or Tim, are you there?
Yes, this is Karen. Thank you.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
Yes, hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We got two amazing doodles, when our oldest daughter was very ill about 3 years ago. And they have been wonderful dogs, and I just want to kind of check in with them and make sure that, you know, they have everything they need, if there's anything they want to tell us. And I seem to be especially connected to Zoe. So the first one's name is Bella.
So don't give me more information than I need, but Zoe
Bella and Zoe.
Right. Yeah, because you don't want to influence the reading.
Oh,
okay. You just want your information, right? I mean, so Zoe and Bella?
Yes.
Is that right?
Bella and Zoe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bella and Zoe. Okay. All right, well, constant companions, of course, and Zoe sometimes a little bit zany. She's a little bit zany sometimes, like a little bit. And she's also, okay, they're both, they feel like constant companions. Somebody feels like they're with you more than the other one. Is that Zoe?
Yes, she follows me everywhere,
okay.
And we just
Okay.
She seems to be sent to me.
Yes, follows you everywhere for sure. Can see that, and no, these animals love you. Now they're okay. This is the beauty. Wow. Okay, I've got this now. This is such an incredible beauty of these animals. So here's the big picture.
Mm.
They were sent as angels for you, as angels for your daughter. It was your daughter? Was it sick?
Yeah, one of our daughters was really sick, and we got the dogs
to
kind of cheer up.
Yeah, so the dogs are our angel healers for this little girl. And the words I just want to give you are, it's been our honor. It is our honor. It is our honor. These are the words that I'm hearing. It is our honor to be here with you and for you. And just deep, profound love, you know, and gratitude. Very lovely. Beautiful.
Oh, so sweet. Okay.
Now, what I would do, though, what I really would do, honestly, work with energy. Because they've taken on a lot of energy, so it's not showing up in their body, you know. Our bodies are these fields of energy that are constantly moving, right? We call it a morphogenetic field. Like it's constantly morphing, and it's related to our genetics, and it's always in flow, right? And we have, you know, we know that we have 10 strands of what scientists call junk strands of DNA. They're really just dormant, right? One of the things I do is I help people awaken them through these activations that I do. But this, your dogs will benefit from, this kind of thing. And there is a product, actually, also in there that I think it's called Steps to Effective Energy Healing with your animals and with humans. And you want to do some energy healing because it's not showing up in their body, but they've taken on some good healing. And so if you can help work to move that out of their body, that will help long term. But they're strong and healthy.
Okay, so you're saying they've kind of taken on some of the stuff that's been going on the last couple of years, and while it's not affecting their health, it might help to process it out
It's sort of like this. If you work with it now, you're doing prevention.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah,
if you work with it now, that's a great way to do it. And a great Reiki practitioner can help with. I mean, certainly I can help you with it. I mean, you've got the package. We'll talk about the packages. There's private sessions. But if you do energy work with animals, you just want to move this energy through so it doesn't get stuck in the body. And it's nothing at all to be afraid of. It's like it's absolutely all good. Their choice was to come here, be angel healers, and your daughter is an angel. She's what you might call, this is kind of out there if you're into this stuff, but she's like a little indigo star child. I've got an important role to play. That's what I just want to tell. Going to make a good contribution to the shift. So,
well, thank you,
course,
because she didn't seem to bond in particular to the dogs, but the dogs have bonded to the whole family just incredibly well.
But you want to know, that's actually even more interesting, because a lot of times that happens because sometimes people will tell me, well, my animal won't sleep with me. Why is that? I love my animal so much, or my animal's not really bonded to me, or I'm not really that bonded. And the reason that is there has to be a safe distance sometimes. This is what I found, for the animal to take on the energy of the human, because if they're constantly on top, they can't really do their, it's almost like you might love your job, but that doesn't mean you can't wait for the weekend. You understand? You need to keep your
safety. Sure.
Stay in your center. It's the same kind of concept, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, it makes total sense. They need a little break to be able to do their job at other times.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wow.
We kind of sensed it.
Welcome.
It's nice to hear what you sense, but.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Wow. Thank you.
I am, I'm just kind of amazed, you know, not amazed necessarily, but just very, very in awe that was, you know, those pets came into her life because of her daughter, and that was exactly what came through here from you, Lori, on your side, without even knowing that, and just, this is so fulfilling. I'm just so happy we're doing this. This is incredible.
Me too. Thank you. I am
really very much a student today, learning and taking notes, and opened me up to a whole other area. We talked a lot about what you do and how people can actually get personalized readings that are going to be a lot more detailed, and how they can learn to be healers of animals as well and help animals and do much more than we can even begin to imagine. I want to talk a little bit about what you put together for us, because this will really open the lives of a lot of people and their pets in a big way. And first, I'll just tell people where it is. It's really unlike anything else we've ever had here. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Lori, L-O-R-I. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Lori, L-O-R-I. And Lori, maybe take a moment and walk us through generally like what you've put together, and then I can go through each component and ask you questions, because it looks like there's a few different options so that everyone who really wants this can take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the first product, the Learn Animal Communication, it's an ebook, a workbook, and a downloadable audio CD set. This is like the 1, 2, 3 of how you can do it, too. And it really is that easy to learn. It does require practice. It does require, patience and doing it. But it is literally the step-by-step, how do you do it, and how can you start using it right away in your home. So, and, on my website, that package is $297 if you were to go to my website.
Wow.
Then the second package, or item, I should say, is, we had referred to this earlier, 11 easy and effective ways to raise your vibration, because everything's energy and a vibration, we know, and release unwanted energies, / you could also say entities, if you understand that, from your body and being, and from the body and being of your animal friends. And we talked a little bit about that, so that's a really awesome way to just really cleanse your energy and start to feel really good right away. Then item 3 is 3 surefire steps to effective energy healing and seeing and experiencing fast and effective results when working with animals and humans, tools every energy healer needs to know. So when I was putting this together, I remember thinking, like, I'm giving away, there's always that voice in your head, like, you're giving it all away here, you know? But I just think this is what I do, you know? So anyway, it's in there. Then the wolf wisdom lessons, that's item 4, lessons on healing, power, potential, and leadership that every spiritually minded animal lover needs to know as taught by the wolves. This is an MP3. So it's really, I think it's like almost 2 hours. It's certainly at least 90 minutes. But it's really just all about like animals' perspective. If you have dogs and or cats in your household, this is one of those things, because it's like how do pack members function. And if I could just understand their perspective better, Pack and Pride members,
yes,
and we could all get along much better in the house. Like, everything goes so much more easily and gracefully. So that's what that's about. And then item 5 is really about animal totems, messages from the animals. Like, the animals everywhere are sending us messages. It's the universe's way of communicating with us. When you see a bumblebee, right, that bumblebee has a message for you. When you see a hummingbird, that hummingbird has a message for you. When you see ants in your kitchen or spiders in the corner of your house, there's messages from the universe contained in those. That's what animal totems are, and this is really all about that and how you can use it for yourself and learn about it. The surviving pet loss and turning the gift of grief into a gift, that's item 6, and that was a class I did really to help people who really are dealing with that pet loss and really turning it into a grief. It's a beautiful class, very moving. Then this item 7 is $100. It's basically, I call it Effel's Gold. It's just $100 towards any of my workshops or classes, either live or on teleclass. And then the bonus item, really awesome, is we did this, I had mentioned this earlier, we did this worldwide teleconference. We had hundreds of people from around the world, and I did this with a friend of mine. And you actually, it comes with other bonuses, too, that aren't fully mentioned. It refers to how to get these other bonuses from his website, too, which are just free downloadables for really having safe environment for you and your animals and all kinds of wonderful things for your animals. But really what it was a global intention healing. So we channeled information from the animals about what they want for their new earth, their new paradigm, their reality. And all of that's in there. So it was really beautiful. It was incredible energy healing on that call. We did really great healing. And then you get to choose. You want all those in offer 1, Offer two is they can have sessions, two 30-minute sessions with me. And then offer three is a combination of those. So that's what's on there.
Wow.
I hope I didn't elaborate too much or too little. But I.
Well, oh, no.
Okay, awesome.
oh, no, totally not at all. And it's there's so much here, and you really put everything out for everybody. So there's so much to choose from. So what I might do is just kind of elaborate so that it's really clear. If you want the personal session, which I think a lot of people are going to want, these are tell me about the session so I'm really clear on what's going to happen there. These are psychic and intuitive sessions.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So, well, you know, it says it here. With package one, you're literally, the retail value on that stuff, if you were to go to my website, would be $697. But you, through Darius, because you're so awesome, the way you do this packaging and make available, it's only $97. So they save $600 on package one.
Oh, my gosh.
But the private sessions with me, a 30-minute private session with me is usually $80. And I can tell you there are people, my colleagues who charge a gazillion dollars more and are doing the same work or not as much the same as what I'm doing. So, but here it's discounted. So two 30-minute sessions for $100. And the 30-minute session is for any of the work I do. When I do a private with a client, it's never, oh, you only bought this. It's more like, well, what are your needs? What are your needs? What are your animal needs? Is it for you? Is it, what do you need? And let's make it happen, because this is really what it's about. It's like, what is in your greatest good, and what are you feeling like you want? So it's not restrictive in any way. It's and then the bonus bundle, offer three, is the combination if you choose both. And then in that case, you're getting a savings of $660. So you would get all those downloads, the MP3s and the PDFs, and then you'd also get the two 30-minute sessions with me, which, again, are for pretty much any of the services, really any of the services that I provide in a one-on-one, which I know you read all those off in my bio at the beginning. So, yeah. Does that make sense?
This, it does. This is incredible. So for everyone to understand, if you are interested in getting either a reading or getting all of the amazing energy release work, even we will call it entity release, as there could be entities or energetic forms attached to your pets or you. That is
even more than that, it's Akashic Records if they want to find out.
Right.
Akashic Records are great for past lives, other existences, or contracts or agreements.
Wow.
Like, you can do that. You can do Akashic Records. Like, you can do Theta Healing. If you've got that thing that you've been working on your whole life that you haven't been able to clear, Akashic Records
yes.
will tell you why you haven't been able to clear it, because there's
some
kind of contract.
Oh, it'll tell you why. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then you know why, what you're supposed to get that you haven't figured out, and you get it, and then you can clear it. Theta Healing is where we're just using the theta brainwave. It programs all the other cells in the body. The theta brainwave tells every other cell what to do. So when we do Theta Healing in a private session, we're accessing that theta brainwave, and we're going either in the animal or you or both, and we're saying, okay, this thing that's going on in my hip that's related to my fear of moving forward in life and the hip dysplasia I got or whatever, let's get the theta brainwave to now tell all the cells that it's strong and healthy and that they're repaired. And what are the cells in that body, what do they need to hear and what do they need to know? So that's part of how theta healing works. And, you know, these are all of these things, Reiki, EFT, those are all the things with those private sessions we could do. Reiki,
oh, fantastic.
You know, energy.
Fantastic. I'm gonna just walk people through this again, because I want to be sure that they get it. So basically, they're really two choices. I mean, honestly, because the third choice is kind of a no-brainer, because you get everything, and that includes two 30-minute sessions directly with Lori for you and your pet for anything that you want to work on in your life. So if this really resonated, I think option three is just amazing. But if you want the downloadable and the practical things so that you can heal your animals and help heal yourself and help communicate, that's item one. And so that's really the instructional piece where you can raise your vibration and the vibration of your animals, release energies from your body and the beings of your animals, and at the same time, how to be an energy healer to animals and use those tools, and also understand things like the life lessons that our animals are here to teach us, and animal totems, and How to Survive Pet Loss and Grief, and also the coupon. All of that is actually $97 if you want all of that. Now, some of you are going to say, Darius, this sounds awesome. I want to know how to heal my animals. I want to know how to read their energy. I want to know how to understand what the totems mean. I want to be able to get over that pet and that loss. I want all of that. But you may say, I also want Lori to spend like an hour with me and my pet and help me or me and the pet or the pet individually or me just to get past whatever it is that's been holding me back. Now, that is a separate thing. That's $100 for two 30-minute sessions. And then some of you might say, well, Darius, both of those things sound awesome. What should I do? That's where you actually, it's the third option where you get all of that release work, all of the information on how to do that, all of the information on how to survive the grief and transmute that energy, and all of that, plus the sessions so you can help integrate all that you've learned for an hour with Lori. All of that is option three at $197. And so basically it's, do you want to study it on your own? Do you want her to do readings on you? And if you want both, then we have option three. And so that's what's there. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Lori, L-O-R-I. Now, Lori, I mean, you've done this work with so many people and so many animals, and what are some of the favorite stories or things that maybe really surprised you or really heartwarming or the things that maybe shocked you as you've been doing this work?
Oh, my God, I love that question. So let me tell you, just recently I worked with this woman. She was in Maui, Oahu, and she mm-hmm. called me on an emergency call that the dog had been injured outside in the outdoors and was in the emergency vet. And the emergency vet was worried that night they might need to amputate the leg and that the dog might mm-hmm. die if they didn't. So she called me in, you know, really panic. So we did an emergency session together. And, of course, she was really worried about the cost involved as well financially. So we did an hour and a half for the first emergency session. And the very next day, she called me for the next kind of emergency session. And she said, the vet said, we no longer need to worry about amputating the leg. And we also know that the dog is no longer going to die. And here's the kicker, he's going to give me all the services for free. So why is that? Well, because we worked on energy through the entire veterinary office, in the vet's office, on the dog, on her, in a very intense session. Anyway, within a week,
wow,
she called me back. Okay, now at one point, 2 days later, she calls me back and she goes, the skin is growing back around the leg a little too fast. I thought that was so funny. So we had to kind of like slow it down, you know. Well, within a week, the dog was released home and everything was well. That's one of the success stories. Then once I had, which really, this is like amazing when we start working with energy. We just don't realize how powerful this energy is. It's in and through everyone and everything. So then another one of my favorite examples, this was a dog I had rescued. I was in Maui. I rescued these two dogs on the side of the road, rehabilitated them, trained them, and found them their forever homes. One of the dogs went to her forever home in Connecticut. So a few weeks later, the guardian calls me up of the dog and says, okay, I brought the dog into the vet, and he says there's some kind of lump under the arm which needs to be removed surgically. This was a Thursday. So I say, okay, great, let me work with this dog remotely, mind you. These are both remotely. 4 days later, she brings the dog into the vet for the surgery, the pre-exam. The vet says, there is no lump left. What did you do? So that's another example. Save thousands of dollars in, you know, stress, anxiety, energy, you know, like all that stuff, just the energy work. Then I could go on.
Well, I had this quick question come in. I mean, can people actually – I'm so sorry. Well, I'm looking at the time. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got to ask this. And can most people learn to do this? Because here you are helping these animals and giving your light to the world and relieving the pain and the energy that's holding many of these animals back from just being the playful, lovable, beautiful creatures that they've always been. and they take on a lot of that like we do. Can anyone, like, going through this package, or at least someone who really wants to learn this, can they start to pick up tools so that they themselves, I mean, the person listening on this call, you know, Jolie, Carrie, Irma, Kim, can they begin to understand how to use this energy release methods on their own animals and the animals of their friends and family and their loved ones?
Yeah. I mean,
that is a big deal. That is a really big deal.
Yeah, but none of us become so-called experts at what we do overnight. So I'm not going to say
yes.
You're going to become an expert healer. What I'm going to say is
yes.
These are the tools I use. This is what I do. And if you're wanting to learn how to do this, the first way to learn that humans learn is they have to take the information in. Then they have to start applying it, and they have to practice it. And this is it. This is what I do. So, I mean, the animal communication, the first product there, tells you how to do animal communication. And so can you learn it from this stuff? Yes. You have to practice it. You have to apply it. You know, but yes, absolutely. This is what I do. It's in there.
Wow. I mean, this is
and
opening
I mean, I've
up
heard
a whole
people,
new possibility.
I had,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I had one person who bought that first animal communication, and she gave me a video testimony on it. She was like, Lori, I love this product. She's like, I have read a gazillion books on animal communication, and I've tried to learn how, and it never once gave me a step-by-step approach that was so basic and so easy to follow and practice. And she put it on video. And I've been meaning to get that on my website because she loved the product. And I have people who will write me in and be like, you know, I'm a healer. I'm already doing this stuff. But that was the piece of information I was missing. That was, like, for example, in the energy, the three energy techniques to work with energy, I got a letter from someone who's on my newsletter list. And she literally just said, I just was missing some piece of information about what I was doing, and that was the thing I needed. It was in there. So, I mean, that's the results. That's what I'm hearing about these products. So, I mean, yeah, I think people will really benefit from them and really enjoy practicing them and learning about them and adding to their knowledge and their repertoire of what they can do and the contributions, you know, that all of us can make in this world as we're developing and learning about these new possibilities for us. So, yeah.
Mm. I love this. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Lori. And I've got to apologize to everybody, actually, because to be transparent, I've talked so much about people realizing their gifts and becoming healers and sharing their truth and their message, and I've really left out animal healing in this. I've really left out, you know, being able to read the energy of our animal friends. And I apologize to everybody for doing that, because some of you have really been called to that, and I know we've had a lot of questions on that, and I know a lot of people have said, Darius, I'm just not called to do, you know, the human healing. There's something else, and many times, just because I didn't understand the power of this, I didn't really have a way to expand my thinking, and now I do. So I want to apologize to everybody, and I want to thank you, Lori, for being here and being open to our community and sharing. And I also want to say I am so apologetic to the over 35 people that have questions, the over basically 50 questions that we've getting from everybody. And I want to get to everything. We are just so out of time. April said, tell Lori that my cat is listening in front of the computer. Karen said, thank you for the reading I had.
Awesome.
Stuart has written in. So many people are writing in. They have so many questions. There's so much going on, and we're just so close on time, and we just it's really difficult. I'm going to find maybe one question that maybe we could answer, and then we can just, you know, we can just send love and hope that the right information and the right things happen so that everybody can move forward. Paula wrote in and she said, my sweet dog Billy taught me about unconditional love and how to be unconditionally myself.
So much wisdom to share with us. So much. And globally speaking, they have so much to share with us. The whales and dolphins are healing the water. I mean, it just, you know, with their echolocation. I mean, I could go on. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Absolutely.
How do we, Karen's asking, how do we keep our stress from making our pets sick? That's a very good question.
Well, that's the gift of the animals, because you see that she's really getting at it. Because we love our animals so much, we go, what do I have to do to keep them healthy? The answer is you get yourself out of stress. You let yourself move through life and see all of it as an adventure, or in a way that feels right and good to you. You honor the first two laws of the universe: do no harm to yourself or anyone else, and honor everyone's free will, including your own. And in that, you just start to be that. And as the challenges come up in life, you say, how can I handle this with ease and grace? How can I receive what I'm meant to receive, and do it in a way that's stress-free for me and for my animals and for my loved ones and for my world, right? Because we all want a better world. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I've opened up a whole other dimension of wisdom here, and I'm looking at Gigi, and she's smiling at me, and we've changed our relationship, and I know and hope that a lot of people here also have shifted, and that is incredible. So I am so happy and excited. I'm gonna let people know again where it is, and I just was thinking to myself, my goodness, I can't wait to dive into this, Lori, and really expand my own knowing, because this is something that I can't believe I haven't done it before. I actually feel almost embarrassed.
No, but it's so silly. Like, we're all waking up to things we never knew.
That's
so, like, the first loop, like, let's don't feel embarrassed or ashamed. Let's just be like, wow, isn't this so great? There's so much new information available to us. And when we start to expand the possibilities in our mind, we move beyond all limitations. Like, what else can we do with this? Like, what else can we learn, and how else can we incorporate this into our life? So it's not even about saying, like, oh, I'm sorry or I'm ashamed. It's just more like, wow, thanks. Like, great. You know, like, woohoo, look how you made this available to everybody here. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited that I get to share this information. And I just feel like I'm so grateful, because my whole life I just wanted to share this kind of information with others. And what I learned along the way was not everybody wanted to receive it. So the gift of you for me, Darius, is that you created an audience that of people who really want to receive it, and I get to share it. And it's like a huge gift to me, because I love being able to give this information and help be, you know, one of the people of, you know, the light working towards the betterment of the whole, you know, everybody here. And I mean, I'm going through all this stuff too, like everybody else is. And it's just fun and exciting. We get beaten up along the way, and then we come back even stronger. Or, you know, what's that song? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's what's going on here. You know, we kind of, you know, it's like the ego has to kind of be broken down to realize the kindness and the compassion within us. And then to realize when other people are going through that, we can have that kindness and compassion for them. And all of this is all connected. So I don't know. I'm just kind of saying my thing here, because I'm so grateful for you. And I'm really grateful to everybody who's listening, because all I ever wanted to do was share this information with people, and it wasn't always received. So this is a gift to me to be able to share this. Like, it's my happiness to be able to share it. I'm just really happy to be here and grateful that you invited me, and I'm thankful to everybody who's listening.
Thank you so much. Oh, well, thank you, Lori. And I want to hear what people thought about the call, what their pets are doing, or their pets, you know, jumping up and down, ready to go outside and play, or they, you know, did something shift for you? I want to hear that. You can write us in. And, Lori, thank you again so much for your kind words. And it was my pleasure to bring this to the world and through you. And we have to open up more of this enlightenment through our animals, because I think they are enlightened and have a lot to make us aware of, and as you said, bypass that critical brain that's always thinking logically and not feeling, and really connect us to what we are and the lessons we need to learn. So it's very powerful. I'm just processing what happened here, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Darius. And I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. Wow.